In a week, we're all going to be sitting down at our Passover Seders. And you realize that when you sit at your Passover Seder, you'll be the Egyptians. The people who work for you, they'll be the Israelites. Especially if you keep them till 2 or 3 in the morning and don't pay them very well and don't treat them nicely. You'll be the Egyptians, and they'll be the Israelites. So my first suggestion to you this morning is, at your Seder, be an Israelite, not an Egyptian. Understand what it is to work for someone else and to rely on them. And then my second suggestion is to be an Israelite throughout the rest of the year. Those of you who were at Ashkenafard a little over, I guess, about a month ago, know that there was an ultra-Orthodox comedian named Yisrael Campbell who converted to Judaism. And he said at the dinner beforehand, he said, you know, 3 times in the Torah, it says, don't mix milk and meat. He says, as a result of that, we have this whole elaborate system of kashrut. And in this kitchen behind me, he said, you can't get a glass of milk. Because of 3 times in the Torah. But he said, 36 times, it says you should care for the stranger. And Jews read that verse and say, gee, I wonder what God meant by that. If we were as careful about the 36 as we are about the 3, we would all have strangers coming to our Passover Seder. We would all care about the stranger because we would remember, Geirim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Last night at Friday Night Live, we had Jewish World Watch here because tomorrow is their walk against genocide, reminding us that the world is full of people who feel like strangers, of people who are helpless, who are hopeless, who are alone. And if we reacted to them as Israelites, we would take care of them, especially at this time of year. We would walk, we would protest, we would give money. We would make at least as much noise about people who are suffering in the world as we do about all the political issues that touch us. We would spend as much time worrying about people who are in trouble as we do about the tax code. Ki geirim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers and you have to remember what it means to be a stranger. We would understand the universal desire of human beings to be free, not just the desire of ancient Israelites, but the desire of people all over the world who are under the jackboot of dictators, of tyrants, of evil. We would care for them because that's what the Torah tells us to do. That's why we remember the slavery in our own land, because we know how easy it is to forget that another human being is a human being. And Mitzrayim, remember, means narrowness, and all you have to do is put on blinders so you can only see in front of you and not to the side and be narrow, and you forget. There's a beautiful Hasidic story about a rabbi who was studying, and his child was crying, and he was studying and studying, and his teacher walked into the room and he said to him, don't you hear your child crying? And he said, no, you know, when I study, I tune everything out. And he said to him, if your Torah makes it impossible for you to hear a child cry, then your Torah is no Torah. So if on Pesach you don't eat a single piece of bread, but you don't hear children cry, then your Pesach is no Pesach. If you open the door for Elijah, but don't open the door of your heart and of your purse to people in need, then your Torah is no Torah. Ki gerim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim. We know what it is to suffer. We know what it is to be forgotten by the world. Therefore, we must not forget not only our own, but others who are in need and who are in trouble. Nivra Adam Yichidi, God made one person at the beginning, say the rabbis, Lelamedcha, to teach you that every human being is a world. We can't save the world, but we can save a world, two worlds, 10 worlds, 100 worlds, children, mothers, fathers. They need us. They're strangers. We are the Jewish people. We understand. Shabbat Shalom.